Welcome to Time with Abba Depression, our daily devotion podcast. Today is June 11th, Thursday, 2020, day 163. Today's topic: if this pandemic is because God's people sinned against him, what should we do? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel his presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 131, verses 1 to 3, 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 1 to 66, Acts chapter 7, verse 51 to chapter 8, verse 13, Proverbs 17, verse 1. Today's main passage, 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 35 to 40. When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain because your people have sinned against you, and when they pray toward this place and give praise to your name and turn from their sin because you have afflicted them, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel. Teach them the right way to live and send rain on the land you gave your people for an inheritance. When famine or plague comes to the land, or blade of or middle, locusts or grasshoppers, or when an enemy besieges them in any of their cities, whatever disaster or disease may come, and when a prayer or plea is made by anyone among your people Israel, being aware of the afflictions of their own hearts, and spreading out their hands toward this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place. Forgive and act. Deal with everyone according to all they do, since you know their hearts. For you alone know every human heart, so that they will fear you all the time they live in the land you gave our ancestors. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is if this pandemic is because God's people sinned against him, what should we do? 1 Kings chapter 8 records Solomon's prayer of dedication to the temple in Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 28 to 31 has the same record as today's 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 35 to 40. And this prayer is the most used prayers the past few months for Christians and Christian leaders to cry out to God all over the world. So our question seems not to be, if this pandemic is because God's people sinned against him, what should we do? Our reality and situation seems like we need this question. If this pandemic is because God's people sinned against him. Well, it should be, this pandemic is because God's people sinned against him. What should we do? Yeah, take out the if. I hope and pray that you will get your answer from today's 2 Kings chapter 8, verses 35 to 40, and you start to cry out to God every day for God's people to turn their heart of stone to heart of flesh, as says in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19, and chapter 36, verse 26, and for God to take away this pandemic. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to cry out to you each day for your people to turn their heart of stone to heart of flesh. We plead to you to take away this pandemic. Have mercy on us, Lord. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you believe that God allowed this pandemic to happen is because his people sinned against him? Number two, what is your next step to make your daily prayer, cry out to God, happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.